Joining us, as he does most weeks, live from Boston, is WCAI Statehouse reporter Mike Dean. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Well, state lawmakers worked practically up to the last minute this week, scrambling to get a bunch of legislation off their plates before recessing until pretty much the end of the year. You reported this week on a rather large list of things they promised they would do but didn't. Let's talk about that. What didn't they get done now that they're on break?
There were a number of negotiations between the House and the Senate and other bills that just didn't get across the finish line. The biggest things here are education funding. This was something where the House and Senate have disagreed for a pretty long time about how to fund the formula that goes to school districts. This went down to the wire. The House and the Senate negotiations broke down throughout the day. And because it was the last day, now those negotiations are dead until next year. Another one was for healthcare costs. There were two different plans, one in the House, one in the Senate, to kind of stabilize community health, community hospitals. Again, two different plans. Negotiations broke down throughout the week and then later on in the day, and that never saw the light of day on the floor, and the members never took it up. We're seeing time and again that the House and Senate, you know, all controlled by Democrats, just aren't on the same page in a lot of ways. And these policies aren't moving forward to Governor Baker.
They did, of course, get some things checked off the list. What are a couple of the big things they got done that the governor and others are pleased about?
Yeah, well, definitely something that the Cape and Islands will be interested in is the economic development bill. This ended up being a $1.1 billion bond bill to pay for different kinds of infrastructure, things, you know, to go towards tourism. The bulk of it is going to job training programs, the Mass Works program that, gives municipalities and other entities grants so that they can enhance job training and job search type programs in the community. That's something that Baker's been pushing for a long time, and a lot of different members have a lot of different projects crammed into that $1.1 billion.
What else did they accomplish? Give us kind of a recap. We've talked about some of this stuff, but since we're kind of wrapping up our coverage of the legislature as they've wrapped up their session, what's something else that they did that they had promised?
Well, you got to remember they started this two-year session in 2017 by raising their pay. The leadership stipends really had quite a steep increase, and that was based on the promise that they would, get a lot of work done. And they did do some things along the road that were pretty major. The rewrite of the marijuana law early on, and then that criminal justice reform package that we saw last year was really huge, and that will have effect of on a number of people throughout the Commonwealth for a very long time. But they did cram an awful lot into this end of session, dash to the finish line that they couldn't get done. And it has a lot of people asking, why do they put all of this off to the last minute? Yes, deadlines matter in negotiations, but this is a case where all the deadlines are at the same time. I think some people in the Senate, got the short end of the stick at some point because they have kind of more ambitious plans than the House. Some people are thinking about how they can reform the process so that this doesn't happen again. Another example, what didn't get done, both chambers passed a ban on conversion therapy. And both chambers supported it. This was, a therapy that tries to change a gay person straight. And both chambers passed it, but they couldn't get it done. And now it'll have to be filed again in January and passed again.
Yeah. And now lawmakers are back in their home district. So I imagine it'll be a little bit quieter on Beacon Hill, but we'll be checking in with you nonetheless. That's Mike Dean, our WCAI Statehouse reporter, pulling some late nights for us to get the news. Thanks so much, Mike.
Great to be with you.